Santa Fe resident Gerald Freed has composed film scores for Stanley Kubrick, for Star Trek, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and for Roots, for which he won an Emmy. During Freed's tenure in Hollywood, his five-year-old son, Zach, died of AIDS, which he contracted as a newborn in the hospital from tainted blood. The disease was so new at the time, it was virtually unknown and not screened for. Some of the film producers Freed was working with at the time, who knew of the tragedy he was going through, suggested he take notes, which he did, as much to distract himself as to create a screenplay based on the story. The screenplay was optioned but never produced, but the stage version, Morning Time Train, is showing one more weekend, this weekend, at the Armory for the Arts in Santa Fe. Freed describes Morning Time Train as the story of a guilt-ridden young father being hounded toward redemption by three comic ghosts. It's an unusual combination of heartbreaking moments, almost slapstick comedy, and original music by a quartet of live musicians, including Freed, offstage. I ask Freed whether the guilty act in question, a brief romantic encounter with an old girlfriend in the hospital, which arguably leads to little Zach receiving tainted blood, is a big enough sin for a modern audience to relate to.
She was old girlfriend dying of cancer, for gosh sakes, he kissed her on his way to give blood. That, as sins go, is not a big sin. But him not getting to the blood bank and having a son get a contaminated blood transfusion because of his dalliance loads up the ante considerably. It's not his fault. Now, he didn't invent AIDS. Nevertheless, it seemed appropriate that he, making use of what I think are most people's propensity to shame and guilt, which I actually think is a good thing, not the way it's exploited by religions, who just use shame and guilt to control and perpetrate their power. But I think guilt and shame helps keep the tribe going in a more civilized fashion.
I found Morning Time Train an uneven but mostly very affecting and moving examination of grief, guilt, secrets, and redemption. It's an artistic leap by a thoughtful writer looking to share insights and experiences which might unburden others, and for the most part, with the help of some brilliant acting and casting, it works. Information on the final weekend of Gerald Freed's Morning Time Train at the Armory for the Arts in Santa Fe is available at 984-1370.